Phoneboy Speaks, episode 912. Fake piracy fines rise. I don't know if my listeners have gotten anything like this, but apparently some ISPs have been sending these letters that come from, companies that own TV shows and movies and that kind of thing. And basically they're saying, okay, well, we've caught you pirating stuff, but we can go ahead and forgive you by if you pay us a small amount of money, say $20. Now, it turns out that that's not from the ISP, and it turns out that if you dig into these things and you go and sign up, they don't really know anything about you. These are just seems to be nothing more than scare letters. The company that actually is sending out these letters is a company called Rights Corp, which I guess is splitting the money with Warner Brothers or some of these companies. And apparently Rights Corp isn't making enough money doing this. And so, of course, they want to raise the fee that they quote unquote charge for this, which is, you know, make it $30 rather than $20. Now, first of all, kind of sketchy behavior, right? I mean, if supposedly they have you, they should be able to provide information to you saying, yeah, this is what you downloaded, this is when you downloaded it, and theoretically they'd be able to do all of this. So I kind of question how valid any of this stuff is. But let's take this a step further and say, okay, fine. You know, what would, instead of this kind of, you know, scary, like, you pirated stuff, so pay us or we're going to sue you type of thing, how about you actually, for $30, actually just, like, make all of your content available? You know, if you did that, right, first of all, that might actually be worth doing, right? So rather than having to go, like, go to Pirate Bay or your, you know, whatever site and go download it, just make it available at a fair price, same day and same whatever as all of your other mechanisms, and just be done with it, right? Rather than, you know, treat your potential customers as criminals, treat them as somebody that you actually want to serve. Give them the product they want at a reasonable price, and don't put any undue restrictions on it. I don't understand why that, you know, Rights Corp even has to exist. To me, it just sounds like a scam on top of a scam. And I just think, rather, you know, you would think that these companies would be smart enough to go, hey, wait a minute, maybe we need to compete with this piracy thing, that because the main reason, you know, there are people that pirate because they don't want to pay anything at all, and there definitely is that. But there's also plenty of people that do it because there's no legal alternative, you know, on a device that they need. You have to buy it through a specific service, and you can only use it on that specific device. You can't move it around or whatever, or the content just simply isn't available, right? So rather than, hey, that's an opportunity, let's make the content available. Let's, you know, maybe make it available at a fair price. We're not going to do any of that stuff. And so obviously, another, you know, Rights Corp should be a company that doesn't exist, primarily because the content companies should be much more intelligent about making their content available. They don't seem to get it. They're never going to seem to get it. And this is, you know, sadly, this is the way it is. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.